get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hi, welcome. We're so happy you're joining us on Spirit Fire Radio. This is Steve Kramer.
And this is Tim Darter. Welcome as we start this week's show on flow.
It's the flow show. And boy, do we have to laugh.
Yeah.
We thought we'd just fill you in a little behind the scenes, not to make it all about our story, but you know, this show really is about bringing the mechanics of meditation into your day. So the last three shows, we have been so challenged. You might not know it if you're listening, but my goodness. We moved between Spirit Fire, which is in Western Massachusetts, right at the Vermont border, to a place in Vermont as well. And we've been doing the show from Vermont because the internet's really strong there. And here, you know, we're in the mountains and it can sometimes be
go out on a moment's notice.
Yes. Yeah, so we're gonna flow today just in case that happens. Because we're coming to you live from Spirit Fire Retreat Center. The first show was Smile. We had a well being dug right outside the window that was supposed to be done the day before. They were drilling all morning before our first show. The house vibrating, literally.
We had to beg them to stop for an hour so we could start the show.
Minutes before. Right. So we just could
smile
and laugh and just say, here we go. The second show, we have a guy show up that's going to clip the internet lines 25 minutes before our start.
Yes.
Focus. We had to focus and say, sir,
bring
we
it
have
all
a
in.
Radio show. We really need you to not do that until 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern. And today is flow. Vermont, no power. We've got a big storm going on and there's no power in all of Vermont. So we hustle ourselves down to Spirit Fire and here we are with flow. We just flowed with it. We had to breathe and go with the flow. So thank you for joining us. We are here talking about Spirit Fire's meditation practice, which is called the practice of living awareness. So as I mentioned, you know, we covered smile, we covered tip of the nose, and this week we're going to talk about the third step of the practice in ways that you can use that in your day-to-day, and that is flow. With smile, we realize that smile is this powerful tincture, that it can break through any situation. Just insert goodness, insert acceptance, and just this positive intention in the way we smiled and said, let's go through the drilling. We're going to have a great radio show.
And positive attitude.
Indeed. And the second show was about tip of the nose and focus, about this system that we're actually going in and changing through meditation. You know, when we want to introduce something new to a system, sometimes our mind says, well, wait a minute, I'm used to doing things this way. And what do you mean I'm going to sit down every day for 20 minutes and I'm going to meditate? And so it's really changing the entire system. And how do we do that? We do it by just focusing at the tip of the nose, noticing how the outside world brings the inside. We bring the outside world, rather, to our inside through breath, through focus. And noticing so much that happens at that point of
interface.
Yeah. And so today we're going to talk about flow. Oh. And we have an amazing young woman, Colleen Olfi-Lippman, who is a five-element acupuncturist. So, you know, the Chinese have been taking a look at the world around them, at nature, at the way in which nature flows, and considering that with the human condition and adding that to these principles that bring about well-being through acupuncture. So with flow in the practice, we're often turning to nature. The animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, they have been around a lot longer than the human kingdom, and they seem to have perfected this idea and this concept of flow. And by looking at ways in which nature naturally flows, we can bring that into our own experience with the breath as the breath comes in and the breath goes out. And we really can see how by joining that natural rhythm, it brings a gentleness and an ease to everything that we do. So flow, Colleen, welcome. She's here with us live. Colleen, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Indeed. And you've had to go with the flow a little bit yourself. You know, we've all been moving around, like, right, Colleen? A little bit accident has you on your cell phone today. So how are you feeling? Are you going with the flow today?
I am literally, as I told you yesterday, I was running for the school bus with my son, tripped and fell, and had to cancel my entire day. So I wasn't expecting to be in my office today, but I had to see my clients who need my help still and be on my cell phone. So I hope you can hear me okay.
We can hear you, yes. Lovely. And, coming you know, too. In our conversation yesterday, I was sort of laughing that we so went with the flow.
We figured
you know,
it out.
You said, oh, you know, I can flow with this. I can get my clients in early and some in later, and I really want to do the show. So, you know, I'm glad we're already setting this precedent of, like, go with the flow-ness.
Well, I find that if I try and obstruct myself, like if I just don't go with the flow, it actually works out so much worse.
Yeah.
So I find that if I just take a deep breath and say, okay, this is where I'm supposed to go today, then it just allows me to be in the flow, but also I'm going with the flow of chi. And when you're going with the flow of chi, then you never know what's going to happen. You know, if you ride the river rather than dam it up, right, it creates a lot of problems.
And how much energy does it take to dam up, you know, a river?
A tremendous amount of energy. And once you do that, then it takes even more energy to get through the dam.
Right.
Whereas
yeah,
if you yeah. just put your... I was just watching this... Go ahead.
And the side effects are usually worse once you have to break that dam.
100%, yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about chi.
Yeah.
You mentioned chi, so, you know, there might be people listening today who don't know much about acupuncture. I mean, when I think flow, I think just of that. You know, an acupuncturist is there to sort of return this flow of chi, but you can probably put this in better terms than I can. Tell us a little bit about just acupuncture in general, and then we'll get to five element.
Okay. Acupuncture is over 5,000 years old. It was it actually originated in China. I mean, the earliest texts come from there. And what the Chinese realized is that when they were looking outside and watching nature and seeing what was going on within the seasons and what happened during each season, they realized that that was actually happening in their own bodies, their own spirits, their own emotional state. And because they were so in tune with their bodies, they realized that they had a life force within them, and that life force was chi. And by figuring out that this life force was within them, they were able to figure out that there were points along each, you know, what we call meridians, which are the transporters of chi throughout our body. They could stimulate those points and move energy in a way that would create wellness within their body. You know, if they had a headache or a stomach ache, they could stimulate a point. And just by doing that, they could move that life force, the chi, and they would be able to change the way they were feeling. So they had an intimate relationship with nature and the seasons so that they could become intimate with their own inner ecology. And they followed, you know, like right now we're in the fall, which is the metal element. And I'm looking outside right now. It's pouring here, but all the trees are changing color. And with the rain, the leaves are falling off the tree. So it's about letting go. This is the time of letting go. So sometimes when you're trying to be in the flow, it's about letting go in your own life.
Right.
Indeed. One thing I want to bring up that you sort of sparked in my mind just as you were saying that is I was once again, I always bring it back to the breath. You know, Tim sometimes has to kick me. But, you know, I'm noticing that with each inhale and with each exhale, that I'm almost thinking of these. I've had acupuncture in the past, but as you connect these points within a meridian, that actually those are points that could be translated as points are an inhale and outhale. And by pulling the energy and creating the flow of chi is almost just like creating a flow with an inhale and an outhale. I'm going to do this the whole show. Oh, well, it's a new word, outhale. I'm going to go with the flow of that.
I know what you mean.
That actually we are, that we're creating a flow with the breath in the same way that these needles are sort of directing energy in a particular flow. Would that be a correct sort of comparison?
Absolutely. And actually, when I'm about to needle or to insert the needle into somebody's skin, I actually have them take a deep breath in.
Ah.
And when they exhale, I actually insert the needle with the exhale. Because it's about inviting the needle into the body and also allowing that sort of space so that the needle can touch the meridian, touch the chi, and move it.
Oh,
so it's actually quite a crucial part of five-element acupuncture.
Well, and I want to hear more about what those five elements are. So,
indeed.
So what we'll do now is we'll take a quick break. When we come back with Colleen, we'll get into what those elements are and just how five-element acupuncture is unique from traditional acupuncture.
I look forward to it. We'll be back in a sec.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hello and welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. Today we're talking with Colleen Olfi-Lippman about flow and five-element acupuncture.
Well, let's just tell them right now how they can take a look at what Colleen is doing. She's got just a beautiful website that I covet all the time. Her website is www.radianthealthct.com. So she's out of Ridgefield, Connecticut, and just go take a look at her website. Yeah. It's beautiful, and it's just chock full of information. Before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about the seasons, and that is really the basis of five-element acupuncture. You know, we're talking also about flow within the nature, within the seasons, and within the breath. And within the practice of living awareness, we refer to nature quite a bit, and at this point in the practice, you're actually looking to the outside world. With step two, you're focusing on the tip of the nose and what's happening as you translate the outside world to the inside. And with step three, we really take a notice at the ways we correlate to the outside world and the way nature flows and cycles. Breath, one breath always follows the next. And nature is so beautiful in its cyclical nature. We see today, you know, the sun comes out and it it evaporates the water off the sea and turns it into little fluffy clouds. And then like today, that rain comes right back down on us and into the rivers.
Takes the power.
And takes out the power. And yeah, so there's this flow in nature. Colleen, tell us a little bit about the ways that five-element acupuncture utilizes these observations in nature and actually brings them into this practice of acupuncture.
Okay. Well, I was saying before about that we're in autumn, which is the metal element. So I'm going to start there. Normally, you should start with earth, being that it's the center and the mother. But I'm going to start with autumn because that's where we're at right now. And it actually goes into perfectly into the idea of flow, because the metal element comprises of the lungs and the colon. We have 12 officials in the body, and each one corresponds to a different element. So we have the lung and the colon. So you think about breath, when people in the metal element, when they're having issues with their lungs or their colon, it can show up as asthma, or they get weakened and because they're smokers, and it turns into emphysema or COPD or something like that. Or the colon, you can have issues with constipation or IBS or things of that nature. But so when somebody comes to see me and they are telling me that they have had, they're having breathing issues, shortness of breath, they're having asthma issues, they have a long history of pneumonia or things of that nature, we really delve into what's going on with you at that emotional level, because the metal element oversees the emotion of grief. So more likely than not, when I'm having a conversation with someone and they're telling me about the fact that they're having asthma and shortness of breath and things of that nature, it's because they're going through a severe loss in their life. And by going in and teaching them about the metal element and showing them that this is just an imbalance that needs to be strengthened, they're able to see that their grief is actually playing a huge part into why they're having this symptom. And so we talk about breath. We talk about that they need to get in touch with that breath again and tell their lungs, speak to their lungs and say, it's okay. It's okay to release. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to cry and let this grief go. And then they're able to, through their colon, release that stuff out as well. Like, talk about releasing your toxins out of your body.
Exactly.
You know, you're taking in with your breath all the good stuff that your body needs to survive, and then you're releasing it out through your colon. So it's perfect, and it mimics the nature, because nature in autumn has to let go of all their leaves and all the flowers. Everything has to go back to the earth. It has to go back so that it can regenerate itself.
And isn't it interesting? It's so interesting when we look out at the trees and we don't feel that there's any sorrow involved with them letting go of their leaves. They know they're going to have leaves again in the spring, and this tree's going to turn into an even bigger, more beautiful tree. Its tree-ness is going to even grow. So it's interesting that how we do hold on, you know, we really hold on in ways that can be very unhealthy indeed.
Absolutely. You know, nature knows that again, the sun will rise and the seeds will germinate and more will come, you know, whereas in human life, it becomes so tragic. Like, that person's gone, you know, and I can't ever see them again. But energy is so palpable. I mean, that's key. That's energy. And their energy of people who have passed are always there with us, you know. That's what I believe, you know.
Well, I'd love to hear a little bit more. I know, I want to hear about all the elements, so we'll certainly have time to go through them. But I find it interesting that you talked about the emotional body. And, you know, most people, when they think they're going to get acupuncture, they think, well, okay, I'm getting needles on my body. And they might not even go into your office considering the fact that we might get into emotional stuff. So if you could talk to that just a bit, I mean, that is pretty rich. And is there a relationship between the needles in the body and the emotional body? You know, how are they related? If you could speak to that.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that stands out between five element acupuncture and other kinds of acupuncture is that we do focus heavily on the fact that our symptoms are not only physical, that they do come from what's going on with us emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And so it's important to address that. So people will come to me with their physical symptomology, but not, and I educate them on the fact that, well, you see, this is how it's connected. You know, they might not know that, they might not see that. But once they do, awareness is always, I say this to people constantly, awareness of what's really going on is the first step to healing.
Yeah.
And so by showing them that their bodies are made up of the emotions can create these imbalances, they realize, oh, wow, I need to shift and change my life. And a lot of times that's because they are, talk about the dam we were talking about, you know, they're up against this huge dam that they can't get through. They can't see beyond that dam. And so by going in and using specific acupuncture points, we're able to open that up. I always say pain is stagnant energy, you know, energy that's not moving. And so when I put the needle into specific points, it opens that up and allows that dam to open. A lot of times people, when I give them acupuncture, have emotional releases that all of a sudden it's like, boom, it's open. And they're like, why am I crying right now? I don't understand why I'm crying. It's because you've been holding that in for so long. It needs to move.
Wow. Talk about flow. You know, yeah. And again,
it
all comes down to just that letting go of resistance, you know, just letting go, opening and awareness. I love that you said the word awareness. Anyone gets extra credit points when they say the word awareness on this show. So you get extra credit points right there. But I think that we are, interestingly, as a consciousness, as a human consciousness, when we consider well-being, we're actually flowing into these realizations that there is a connection between mind-body. There is a connection between body to emotions, to our mental body, to our spiritual body. And any point along that line that we create resistance or a block, we are sort of depriving that next system down in the hierarchy. We are depriving our emotional body of well-being, of a feeling of ease and joy. We are depriving our physical body of actual light that it needs, you know, our cells that need that sort of connection to source and that goodness. We're seeing people starting to understand those connections, which is just great, which is why acupuncture is becoming quite popular, huh?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
when I started having it 25 years ago, people were like, what?
So one question back to the elements. Metal, I'm just curious, why metal? So autumn, metal, is there a connection that I should be putting together with those two?
Yes, because once everything comes down and folds back into the earth, it becomes the minerals.
Look at both of us. That's funny. Sorry.
I just saw the light bulbs above both your heads.
Yes.
Nice.
All
so in a sense, it's the ultimate.
Up.
It's like the ultimate release. I just saw almost the pinball going down. Anyway, I'm so sorry. We have got to go to a break. That was so juicy.
Okay.
But when we come back,
we're going to pick it right up.
More
there.
With Colleen. I'm sorry, Colleen Ulfman. Colleen Ulvie Lippman. We'll be right back.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. I'm Steve Kramer.
And I'm Tim Darter.
And we are here with Colleen Olfie Lippman. She is a five elements acupuncturist. And I'm not going to talk long because we've been in a really juicy conversation about the ways in which the natural flows of nature are related to the flow of chi within the body. We are talking about step three of the practice of living awareness, which is flow and natural flow with the breath. So we had been just talking about autumn and the element of metal. So, Colleen, tell us about some of the other elements, or even more. It was great. You just take
tell
the
us
lead.
About them all.
Okay, so after autumn, of course, comes winter. So, in five element acupuncture, winter is comprised of the water element. So, snow, sleet, rain. And that is in the body, the kidneys and the bladder. Makes sense, right? So water is about, in winter, is everything comes into stillness. So we go from the breath and the dying off of everything, the minerals going back into the ground, and then the water coming in to supply the minerals and the seeds and everything with sort of the moisture that it needs to batten down the hatches so that it can go in deep into the earth and start to germinate to get prepared for spring.
What I love to just interrupt for a millisecond is that during winter, we don't realize how much is actually happening beneath the surface of the earth. You know, we're sort of caught up on our stillness, that the surface of the earth is still in that ice, snow, you know, really we come in and bring ourselves to stillness, but you don't often think of what's happening beneath the surface, which of course you are as a five elements acupuncturist, very clued into what's going on beneath the surface, which is bringing that moisture to all that has passed on. So I find that fascinating. That's wonderful. So go on.
Yeah. And when in dealing with somebody who's coming in, who might be living in the water element at the moment, that manifests the emotion associated with water is fear, and/or the opposite side is bravery and courage. So they come in and they're struggling with they're paralyzed with fear and anxiety because they're frozen. So we have to warm that up. So we need to bring the other element in to warm that up and say, hey, it's okay, you know. Let's move that, because if you're frozen, you can't, again, back to stagnant energy, no flow, can't move, paralyzed, right? So we warm that up, we melt the water, and when we melt the water, what's happening? Spring is happening. So everything's melting, and all of a sudden, all that has happened during winter it starts to burst forth and comes up through the pavement, through the dirt, and we see spring. And that's the energy of wood, the up and the movement, and it's like directive, you know, and that's overseen by the liver and the gallbladder. We call the liver the general of the body, and the gallbladder is the decision maker. And they make the decision. The gallbladder says, okay, it's time. It's time to like move up and up. And the general says, let's go. And come up through the, you know, through it. And it's like so powerful. It's those, that little seed that comes up, you know, through the concrete. Like, how did it find its way? But it's looking for the light. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. It's vision, you know, and the emotion associated with wood is anger, but also on the other side is benevolence, you know, mercy, being having the incredible vision to see the whole picture and to say, ah, okay, this is the direction we need to go in. So when we move from its spring, then spring comes into summer, which is the fire element, and fire comprises you without hell and I'm with compromises.
It's all good. We're creating new language here. We're going with the flow. It's all good.
Fire is summer, like heat, obviously, right? And so everything is kind of in full form, you know, and fire is all about relationships and intimacy. At the bodily level, it's the heart. You know, how do we love? Who do we love? You know, the small intestine is part of that element, as well as the heart protector. You wouldn't think that the heart protector, which is just the viscera around the heart, would get its own sort of due in the body, but it's like one of the most important organs because our heart is the central part of our body. And it needs protection, a lot of protection. And then we have what the Chinese call the triple heater, which is not even an organ. It's just it controls all the temperature in our body. So in summer, you know, we're at the height of, you know, beauty and warmth and everything's full of life. And that's what somebody who's exhibiting fire, when they come in, they're the party goers. They're the ones that are like the hostesses with the mostest. They want to get out and like, let's do this and let's do that. And
what might they be coming into your office for? They sound pretty good. What might be the downside? Well, that I'm curious.
Well, it's interesting because so the downside of fire out of balance can be that somebody is burning too much, that they're burning the candle at both ends, and they're coming in and they're exhausted from their constant movement and partying. But the fire element also oversees sex and circulation. So when they're doing too much of that, their heart is strained, or they're outputting in too many directions, you know, sexually, and they're getting themselves into trouble with relationships. So they come in, they have high blood pressure. They are not sleeping because the heart is in charge of sleeping. Insomnia is a big part of somebody who is, you know, even though they're wearing themselves down, they get in bed and they can't sleep. Mm-hmm. And that's a disturbance of the heart. So when we start to strengthen the heart and put the heart back in balance, people are able to sleep. And of course, people who are happy and joyful all the time are not necessarily coming to see me. They're the ones who come in, you know, when they're feeling depression, they're feeling their heart broken. And they think, oh, I'm having heart palpitations, you know, and they don't think that that's part of, their ability to not take in and, not being able to be in their relationships in the way that they want to.
Or even show restraint.
Yes.
When necessary. Yes. You know, there is such a thing as overdoing it with love. I find it interesting that the fire element, we've got always come up, we always realize how language is so interesting, like burning the candle at both ends, that there's fire involved in that statement of just doing too much. And we all know that, you know, strain on the heart is sometimes really from just loving too much, wanting to please with love too much, you know? Yeah.
Which is a perfect segue into earth, because what happens is when the heart starts feeling that strain and you're pleasing too much, you're outputting in the earth element. So you're caring for everybody else but yourself. Mm. And so you're putting that out, and that's the stomach and the spleen. So the stomach and the spleen are in charge of sort of all the processing in our bodies and the transportation of blood and fluids in our bodies. So then people, what happens is when their heart starts to break down, then the stomach and spleen start to break down, and you start to, they feel stuck. So like they start to get, you know, that feeling of like food stagnation in their belly, like nothing's digesting. Their legs are swelling because the fluid is not moving in their bodies. And they literally can't, like, get things accomplished. They kind of walk in circles. They're walking in circles because they can't see, you know. They can't, not, everything starts to break down. And that's how, with the five elements, they all affect each other. And when one starts to break down, they all start to break down. So in five-element acupuncture, if you figure out what somebody's element is, which is my job to do, and that's like a whole nother conversation of how I figure out what your element is. But it's my job to find that out and then strengthen that element, and then the dominoes all fall into place. So everything starts to flow again. Everything starts to fall right back into balance because you're touching somebody's root, their core, what we call their causative factor.
And so the last one you were talking about was with the stomach and spleen. That was late summer, correct?
Yes. And so late summer is about harvest and abundance. And, you know, sort of when you look in your garden and everything is like, oh, my God, I can't eat another zucchini. There's too many tomatoes, too many melons. Like, it's overwhelming in a sense.
Well, I love that it's the earth element, because in so many modalities, I teach esoteric healing, which is another energy healing modality. And the spleen is so important in its relationship to prana, to the energy of the earth, to solar energy, and actually to the ways we receive this earth energy. So I find it really interesting. So often these modalities all lay one on top of the other. And so it really does have to do quite a bit with who we are as in terms of being a healer, or sort of how we find the modality that suits us. So we're going to go to a break, and I'd love to talk to you just a little bit about how you found five-element acupuncture and what it means to you, and our question of the day.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing.
And welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where before break we were talking with Colleen, who's a five-element acupuncturist, and she had just finished going through all of the elements for us. And Colleen, that's something that came up with what you were saying that I wanted to get some clarification on, was as we went through the elements and you kind of described them, what it sounded like was when someone comes to see you, you actually assess what element they are and not necessarily what trouble they may be coming to see you to fix. Is that true?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What is another difference in five element versus other traditions of acupuncture is that we are diagnosing people within their element to find out where their imbalance lies. Because usually symptomology comes from somewhere within their element. Other organs might be screaming, but that's my term of, like, you know, symptoms. They're showing symptoms.
Right.
But they inherently comes from somebody's element. They're in balance within their own element. So we diagnose people. It's actually pretty clinical, not in Western terms in that sense, but we do it based on color, sound, odor, and emotion.
Wait,
so
again,
I sit in
color,
sound, odor, and emotion. So it's the color of their face, the sound of their voice, the odor of their body, and the emotion that sort of threads through the story, you know. So I sit and I talk with people for a long time, and I just let them talk because I'm listening for their voice. I'm listening for how they go through each of the things that they're talking about, you know, because there's usually something that sticks out always. And as they're talking, I'm kind of weaving this tapestry of what element they are. So, for instance, fire, when somebody is a fire, what we call causative factor, they have a red, a redness to their face, or they can actually look kind of gray, like all the joy has been sucked out of their lives. If you imagine somebody who's, like, you know, just so downtrodden with life and the joy is just sucked out of their life, they're almost gray in color. Their odor is scorched, which, you know, we get trained to smell these smells. And scorched can be freshly ironed sheets or, you know, actual fire. and you wouldn't think you'd smell that on people, but you do.
There's such a level of awareness. Talk about that word awareness that must go hand in hand with being trained in five element. I mean, I'm just amazed and looking at a person so holistically. You know, to mm-hmm. really take all this in, their story, you know, how you're weaving, it's fascinating. It's really, it's amazing.
So quickly through the other elements, earth, the color is yellow, their smell is what we call fragrant, and everyone always says, I want to be fragrant, but fragrant can be, when it's out of balance, the smell of vomit. but they can also, I have had clients who walk in and they smell just like maple syrup. I'm like, whoa, I'm smelling cookies.
and that would indicate
when they're
maple syrup. Just curious. So that would be, what would the scent
that
of
they're, what would the scent
that would be fragrant?
Show?
That would be.
Oh, that would be fragrant. Yeah, maple syrup, flowers, things of that nature.
I see.
And the emotion is sympathy. They want you. So when I'm sitting with somebody who I think might be an earth person, I test them by when they are telling their story, which usually involves telling lots of things about what they did for others. And, you know, it's almost like a martyr complex. And so then I say, oh, that must have been so hard for you. And they're like, it was so hard. You know, like, they love that. They love getting sympathy. Or they might reject it, which is the other side of it as well. I'm sorry, Lindsay, that I have to talk.
That's quite all right. I'll interject while you do that. Only because I love that there's not only this flow, but such a practice of awareness within this. It just brings it all back to how important mindfulness, paying attention, to really be engaged, which is what I just absolutely love about this radio show and the guests we have on. All of them are really using one of these tools, but at the end of the day, all of these tools together produce an individual that awareness is at the forefront of their engagement with life. And it's just been it's been a great conversation. I am only going to have to bring it to an end because we're getting close to the end of the show. And we ask a question at the end of each show. And this is we could have two shows, three shows talking about the flow and how amazing it is. But I want to ask you the question. We pose a question to all of our guests, and it's so fun to get a little personal with them and we have them weave the story for us. We have about 5 minutes we get to do this. You have a personal spiritual counsel, and this counsel is at your service anytime you need wisdom or insight, and three people that you might turn to for counsel. And if you could tell us three people on your spiritual counsel, Colleen, we'd love to hear it.
Well, my first one was always my mother. My mother was, and she's passed now, but she taught me so much about being empathetic to people. Mm-hmm. And having, my mother was a devout Catholic, so good morals and treat others as you would want to be treated. And when I had my first experience with acupuncture, with five element acupuncture, it was the first time that I felt that somebody was actually seeing me for who I really was. So that was very profound. And my mother was always the person that I would call and bounce things off of. So, you know, a lot of times I call her into the treatment room with me if I need counsel in that way. The other person was one of my teachers from acupuncture school who has passed on as well. And I definitely call her into the treatment room. But she had a way, she was a master of being able to, she didn't even have to use needles. She could move energy with just her intention. And
such important word, intention.
Yeah, and she could, when I would just sit in her treatment room with her as she was treating people, it was like watching magic, honestly.
And the last, we have a minute.
The last person is my husband, who's also a five element acupuncturist. And, you know, it's such a joy that we get to be in the same profession. And so I am constantly seeking counsel from him about certain things. We don't discuss our patients with each other, but I might say, you know, this is what's going on. And I was wondering how you would think of, you know, he has such a good vision.
Or I just
things.
Threw my back out. How nice to go home and have some acupuncture from your husband. It sounds beautiful. There's a lot of great flow there. So listen, Colleen, this went so fast.
Yes,
it was so great
you.
To
thank
talk
you.
To you. Just want to wrap it up by thanking you so much, Colleen, and let people know that if they want to find out more about your practice, about Five Element Acupuncture, they would go to www.radianthealth.com. CT as in Connecticut.com, mm-hmm. www.radianthealthct.com. And Tim, tell them about our website, and we got to go.
Yes. Well, we've coming up on Columbus Day weekend, we have what we're calling a quietude weekend. Well, you can come and get a solitude and have us cook for you and get a couple days of the autumn colors that are beautiful. If you want to check that out, just go to spiritfireretreatcenter.com. And next week, we'll be having a musician on as a guest as we get into the next step of soften, open, and receive.
It's going to be great. And check out www.spiritfireradio.com for all of our shows. And if you want to listen to this one again, Colleen, thank you so much. It's been great.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. Join Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.